This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
See, I'm going to come up with some different noise to start the hour with. This is the DJV program, keeping ourselves together for hopefully our benefit, your benefit. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. Jay Kirshner is here. Victoria is out today. We're under an extreme amount of pressure every day to get all of the information across to you, get everything done. I feel like it's hard for us to control ourselves. Don't you think that, Jennifer? Jay, there's so much to talk about. There's so many things to do. I want to be proud of what we do on the air here. Yes. Sure. You notice I've been doing that a lot more lately?
Yeah.
Pounding my fist on the table. I don't know. I'm in charge, and make sure you know that. Okay. Here's the latest scheme. I don't know where that came from. Let's see what happens if you invest $6.5 million to put charging stations at Taco Bell. What happens? I don't begin
what
to even
kind
understand.
Of charging stations? Cars?
Cars.
Phones?
Yeah. Right. EV charging companies. There's a new company called ChargeNet announcing plans to bring a comprehensive charging solution to locations in California. ChargeNet builds itself as a software startup that brings together EV fast chargers to fast food places. I give them 100 points for being clever, right? Put fast food together with fast chargers. And here we go. So
people want the charge, and so they know they'll go in and eat. It's smart.
Right. Yeah. So how long does it take to go to a Taco? I haven't been there. Taco Bell is what, 5 minutes? You're in and out? 10 minutes? How long does it take to go in and grab a taco?
It can be as long as you want. Depends on how long you want to sit and linger.
At a Taco Bell?
Depends on the line, yep.
Really?
It could be 10 minutes, 5 minutes, 20 minutes.
So, but this seems to go against the grain. Because places like Taco Bell want you to drive in, get the food, and drive out. They don't want you coming into the store, right?
You can dine in. They have dining rooms.
Really?
So and they have what's the new Taco Bell? The Taco Bell Cantina or whatever? And you can actually get fancy margaritas with your chalupas?
Really? Margaritas in a Taco Bell. What's wrong with that picture? Anyway, so you can go in for 10 minutes, if you will, get the car charged up, get your Taco Bell. Now, how many other people are going to be smart enough? I'm betting these guys are trying to sell McDonald's and Burger King and Wendy's and how many other places like that?
With a Tesla, they drove across country. My friend and her husband bought a Tesla. And they planned their whole trip based on where they were going to stop and charge. And they would stop and charge in restaurants or shopping malls or whatever, and they would do stuff while the car was charging. Smart.
But in this case, these guys have figured out how to get your car charged in 5 minutes. It looks
even
like that's
better.
The deal.
Yeah.
Well, it's creative and intelligent. That's what it is, don't you think? I mean, that's a great way for, I think that's one of the wonderful things about America, is folks come up with ideas and they can still get them done. It's cool. Okay, the state of California, where Jennifer lives and I spend a lot of time, suggests that the if in fact things are the way they are, they could double the taxes in California in how much time? And what are they expecting? How long is it going to take?
Well, you know, the governor, the reason this is coming out is that the governor just laid out his plans for California and spending. And so he's been able to say, well, you know, we're using all of this money in our surplus. But now there's a new plan that California lawmakers have just put out this week. That at the beginning of the year, would establish a single-payer health care system. That's what the governor promoted this year. By next year, they say that they could have this up and running. They call it very ambitious, and it would be funded already by the state's high taxes. So the Tax Foundation did some analysis, and they found that the amendment, which they are trying to pass through right now, would increase taxes by $12,250 per household in order to fund the system just
to get
it started.
Isn't it incentive to move to California, huh?
Right? There's a story out, too, this week about how there aren't enough U-Haul trucks, which has been pretty – this has been a consistent story, but that California literally ran out of U-Haul trucks because they're all, like, in Texas, Florida, Arizona, Tennessee.
Moving people out of California.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. So when are you moving out?
I don't know. I've got everybody here, so I feel like I got to stay and fight. But this is the kind of stuff that makes you want to run. They're trying to get $163 billion more from people. So – it's pretty incredible. The taxable income on people locally, the top marginal wage would be 18% tax for local California tax.
That's an incentive.
Right now it's at 5. Just to put that in perspective, it's pretty crazy.
Yesterday, I seemed to have run out of time with you before we got to the situation with the rabbi and the synagogue and what went on there over the weekend.
Yeah, super scary.
Yeah.
Thank God they had training. You know, the people within the synagogue that were there, that were hostages, had taken hostage training because, unfortunately, that's the new reality, especially for groups like the
synagogue?
Jewish community. Yeah. Because think about all the terror. They are a spot that terrorists want to go after because they hate the Jews. And so the synagogue.
Well, are you saying that all terrorists are Arabs? Then is that
no,
what
we're
saying?
No, but we're saying that when terrorists strike, one of the spots that is most frequently targeted are synagogues or people where there are large amounts of Jews. And so this synagogue had gone through training, and the way they even escaped and kind of ended the thing, it was 11 hours. And the guy started to get more aggressive. He kept telling them, I'm not making it out of here. I'm going to die. I'm going to kill it. You know, this is an end game for me.
Taking you with
me. So the rabbi threw a chair at him, and that allowed him to escape, and the police were able to get in there, and they shot him and killed him. But what was most notable, and they're still investigating the motivation, this is a guy who came from the UK 2 weeks ago. He came in through JFK, then he went to Texas, to Fort Worth area. And he was a known criminal, according to his brother. He had ties to a terrorist group in the UK, yet he was still allowed into the country on a visa. And they let him in. He traveled over to Texas. That's the question.
What does it take to get to get a visa? Are you supposed to be scrutinized to get a visa?
That's the problem. Why was he even here? He shouldn't have been allowed to come into the country, especially with a criminal record, especially with ties, known ties to this terrorist group. And so they're still investigating the motivation, but the most likely reason he was here is that there's some woman that was put in jail for attacking U.S. military for 80-something years, and he was trying to negotiate the release of that person, apparently. But they're
this
still looking
was?
For that.
The
FBI,
wall.
And what got them in trouble is that the guy in charge, the leader of the task force for the FBI, came out after it was over and said that there was no reason to believe that the Jewish people were targeted. Well, they went into a synagogue. Obviously, the Jewish people were being targeted.
I mean,
and so people were
genius.
Saying that's pretty anti-Semitic and just showing that the FBI is more concerned with calling people who go to school board meetings domestic terrorists rather than someone who's really here trying to commit terror on people. So they've amended their statement at the FBI. The investigation continues. And thankfully, those people at the synagogue were ready to go, and they knew what to do to handle that situation. No one died in their synagogue, so that's a good thing.
You know, one of the things, because you and I spent some, well, you live there, and I spent a lot of time there, it becomes a focus. But so many things happen in California that are worthy of note, or at least they grab our attention. My daughter and her husband are profs. When I say profs, they're professors. They teach at UCLA. And apparently a grad student was stabbed. One of the UCLA grad students wasn't stabbed to death on the campus, but was working at a furniture store. Is that right, Jennifer?
She had a job at a high-end furniture store. And she was alone. It's not a smart thing, but she was alone in the store. They had left her there in charge. And a guy that they believed to be homeless walked in and stabbed her. She wasn't found until she was found dead by a would-be customer 25 minutes later. And now her dad is speaking out saying that this soft-on-crime stance in Los Angeles is creating problems. The fact that no one wants to deal
Nobody's afraid.
With the mentally ill and the homeless yeah. crisis anymore, that they he wants to do something in his daughter's name. And this just, it kind of goes in line with the woman who was working for the homeless, by the way, and got pushed in front of the subway in Times mm-hmm. Square. I don't know if you saw that, but
yep.
this guy, another homeless guy, looks to be out of his mind, pushes this woman in front of a subway. She's dead. There was a story in Los Angeles this week about a nurse who was assaulted at a Metro bus stop by a homeless person. She died of her injuries. Like, at some point, we have to figure out what to do here, because you've got the soft-on-crime stance, yes, but you also have all of these deaths are linked by homeless people perpetrating them. So what are we going to do about that problem? Nobody wants to talk about the fact that it's related to mental illness, because it's not pretty
why?
And it's hard
why
to talk about.
Why doesn't, why don't people want to talk about that?
They What's all want to talk about throwing money at it and giving them a structure. Well, just because you give someone a structure doesn't mean you're fixing the problem. In fact, during COVID in LA, every homeless person that they could find got a key to a hotel room. None of them, none of them, but a large portion of them did not use that key, or they stayed there for a couple of days and then they left.
They rented the room out and kept the money.
Because they're mentally ill. No, they didn't even have to exchange any money. They were just handed a key to a hotel. Here you go. This is your room. But they didn't want to stay there, because most of the people, and this is the dirty secret, that are on the streets are now choosing to be on the streets. It doesn't mean everybody. There are people who are down on their luck and who need the help. But by and large, the people who are out there every single day chronically are people who are choosing it because they don't want to live under societal rules. And so we have to figure out what to do with those people. And it's not easy. If we can put Britney Spears under a conservatorship for 12 years, you can't tell me that we can't put someone under a conservatorship who needs the help. But people don't want to talk about forced hospitalizations. And I understand that, because it's not an easy thing to talk about. But And who's the arbiter of that? I don't know. That scares me. I mean, they could say, oh, you're unvaxxed. You need to be put into it. There's so many different things. But if we trusted government to be doing the right thing, this would be an opportunity for them to grow and take care of this group of people
well,
that are poor
whatever.
And not take advantage of the situations, too. Yeah.
I would end the conversation with a whatever happened to the individual and how individuals take care of themselves or ought to be taking care of themselves instead of the government nannies taking care of everybody. 18 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Somebody asked me the other day how he could lose his belly fat.
Calidrin targets all over body fat. You know, of course, belly fat tends to be where everybody carries it. But Calidrin just really gives your body back what it needs. So it revs up your metabolism naturally, mm-hmm. and you burn off those fats and sugars the way that your body wants to. So you do lose the belly fat along with just all over toning, too.
So does Calidrin work best with a diet, with an exercise program?
Well, you know, we have people that have had success with it both ways. Obviously, if you're eating better, you know, eating in moderation, staying away from the sugars and the sodas, you know, you're going to see results faster than if you're just taking it by itself. But our 90-day program, that huge 86% success rate that we have, that's just with taking Calitrin alone. So check it out on our website, toploss.com. All the information is at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com, or call us 1-833-TOPLOSS.
And use the DJV code for all these specials when you check out.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tap, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Colors. I mean, we put green in our carpet, we put green in our drapes, and we call it forest green. And food manufacturing companies will take something mass-produced on commercial farms that are poisoned by terribly poisonous pesticides, herbicides, fertilizers, everything else, and flavor it, color it, just like morticians, to try to make it look really good. Those are the kinds of foods that mess up the brain.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 23 after the hour now on the DJV program. Trending time, our social media is in tune with the times. How's that? Pretty good, huh? You like that, Jay?
I like it.
Social media in tune with the times. Yes. Anyway, the I don't know who... Oh, yes, I do, too. I got this. I was reading this story about Josh Whedon and what his relationship was with Gal Gadot. This is pretty stiff stuff. And if you don't know what we're talking about, that's fine. There are a lot of people that don't know what we're talking about. So we'll straighten it all out right after this.
That dinner was delicious. What's next?
I'm thinking just the check.
Do you frequently have gas, bloating, diarrhea, stomach pain, or loose oily stools after eating? One or more of these symptoms could be a sign of exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, and it may be time to talk to your doctor.
If you have EPI, Creon may be right for you. Creon, pancrelipase, is an oral prescription medication that treats EPI. Creon replaces enzymes you may be missing to help you break down food properly.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Do not chew capsules or contents as this may cause mouth irritation. Tell your doctor if you have unusual or severe stomach pain, bloating, trouble passing stool, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, worsening of painful swollen joints, or allergic reactions. Other side effects may include changes in blood sugars, gas, dizziness, or sore throat and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Talk to your doctor about Creon, the number one prescribed EPI treatment, and visit GoCreon.com. That's GoCreon.com. Or call 1-800-633-9110.
All right, one wonders if this is Much Ado About Nothing or not, Jay. The director and his relationship with Gal Gadot and what he said and did or what he didn't do and didn't say, is this Much Ado About Nothing or not?
Well, yeah, this is kind of one of those possibly he said, she said things. And it's not just about Gal Gadot. A lot of people have come out against Joss Whedon, not necessarily in sexual assault claims like a lot of people have been dealing with lately, but more so that just he was kind of a jerk, a really big jerk. He abused his power as director and screenwriters, and he was way harsher than he should have been. You have people from Buffy the Vampire Slayer and the spinoff Angel that came out, Charisma Carpenter, Michelle Trachtenberg. They said that he abused his power. They basically lived in terror of him. If they would mess up a line, they would get berated and all of this. And Joss is finally coming out and speaking out against all of these allegations and saying he can be harsh at times, but he's never been physical. There was claims that he grabbed a wardrobe person's arm the one time,
so
and he's like, "I've never been physical."
Where did this start? I'm noticing David Boreanaz, who is a television, pretty well known television star. He's in the act as well. How did he cross swords?
So he and Sarah Michelle Gellar, who she was Buffy and Buffy the Vampire Slayer, he was the love interest Angel, then also the title character of the spinoff Angel. They came out and they said that they didn't experience the same thing, but they stand with the victims, they stand with the survivors, and they support people who are coming out against him and pretty much just being supportive of anybody who's had a bad experience. Gal Gadot said that she, same thing, had really bad experiences, that he was absolutely awful. And he blamed the Gal Gadot thing of like, well, English isn't her first language. She just she misunderstood me.
Right. Okay. That'll go a long way to establishing.
And he acknowledged to having affairs. His wife even accused him of having, his ex-wife now, accused him of having affairs. And he's like, no, I had affairs. I regret them. I was terrified of people finding out about them, but those happened.
Keep your pants on, pal. 28 past the hour.
That dinner was delicious. What's next?
I'm thinking just the check.
Do you frequently have gas, bloating, diarrhea, stomach pain, or loose oily stools after eating? One or more of these symptoms could be a sign of exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, and it may be time to talk to your doctor.
If you have EPI, Creon may be right for you. Creon, pancrolipase, is an oral prescription medication that treats EPI. Creon replaces enzymes you may be missing to help you break down food properly.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Do not chew capsules or contents, as this may cause mouth irritation. Tell your doctor if you have unusual or severe stomach pain, bloating, trouble passing stool, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, worsening of painful swollen joints, or allergic reactions. Other side effects may include changes in blood sugars, gas, dizziness, or sore throat and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Talk to your doctor about Creon, the number one prescribed EPI treatment, and visit GoCreon.com. That's GoCreon.com. Or call 1-800-633-9110.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Unusually high waves attributed to the eruption of an underwater volcano near Tonga over the weekend caused an oil spill on the Peruvian coast. But authorities said Monday the spill was controlled within hours. Apparently a tanker was unloading the oil when waves broke the connection to shore. Grant Alexander on NBC News describes a site in New Zealand caused by a tsunami.
And they popped their heads out of their boat to see a red catamaran going over the top of my boat. So that is a force of nature there.
At least two people are confirmed to have died in Tonga following the eruption. A U.S. appeals court transferred a challenge to Texas heartbeat law to the state Supreme Court in a 2-1 vote last night. The Supreme Court did not rule on the merits of the Texas law, but the justice's decision paved the way for lower courts to decide whether it's constitutional. The asteroid 7482 is expected to fly by our planet around 4:51 p.m. Eastern. USA Radio News.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Republican National Committee's call for a rules change to force candidates seeking the party's nomination to reject debates, sponsored by the Commission on Presidential Debates, was based on the Commission's biased history of making the debates about the commentator, Chris Wallace, in September of 2020.
We're moving on.
It didn't take them.
Well, Vice President,
can I be honest? It's a very important
try to
question.
Be honest.
No, I stood up.
No, the answer to the question is no.
Ukraine.
No, sir.
With $1 billion,
sir,
if you
that is
if
absolutely
you know what,
you're
not
no,
true.
You're
doing it.
You're going to have
tape. True.
Gentlemen, I hate to raise
Chris,
my voice, but it seems to be, why shouldn't I be different than the two of you? So here's the
That's
deal.
Good point.
RNC Chair Rona McDaniel on Newsmax Monday.
It's just been a history of the CPD allowing moderators to roll over Republican candidates. Let's go back to Candy Crowley when she interjected herself in the 2012 debate. So the RNC went to the CPD and said, we need guarantees for our voters, for the American people, for the 74 million Republicans, that you're not going to pick biased moderators, that you're going to let us have a voice in that, that you're not going to have a debate start after 26 states had started voting, which is what happened in 2020.
Right.
And they told the RNC, we don't work with you. We don't care what the Republican National Committee says. And so we're taking this step so that we can find a venue and a forum that is fair, and we can start that process now.
I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Doug Hensley, president of real estate services at Hertz Real Estate Services.
Some people inherit an asset and they live remotely from the asset, sometimes don't know where to start, what decisions need to be made. And for a lot of people, they either don't have the time or the expertise to take care of that themselves. So that's where we come in on the management side.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 34 at the hour on today's DJV program. It's the 18th of January. Jay and I are here together to enthrall you with celebrations of the day. Today is National Thesaurus Day. I challenge people not only to spell it correctly, but to pronounce it correctly. Thesaurus. It is the source for different ways of synonymously looking at words, right? Did you study that when you were in school, Jay?
Yes,
teacher help you?
I think I use the thesaurus.com a lot more often than I even use dictionary.com.
Really? It was called Roger's.
Otherwise, I'd say everything is amazing.
Yeah, well, there you go. You got to have other words.
Get bored.
It's called Roger's thesaurus, or at least the one that's most popular. I don't know. I don't know of another thesaurus. Anybody know of another thesaurus. I never heard of anybody else putting this list, this collection of words and categorizations together. This guy was around, let's see, in 1840. He was a doctor, and then he retired and became a thespian, but no, the thespian is an actor. Became an entomologist, as opposed to an etymologist. Enta is words, the study of words. And I think we all go, don't we? Or I certainly have. When I was writing a lot, I used the thesaurus all the time to not have to use the same word. I think it's really, one of the best examples. What's the song that McCartney sings it's the theme from James Bond, the movie Live and Let Die. And in it, he uses in as a preposition twice in the same sentence. In the world in which we live in, that's terrible English. And so does anybody else get that? I don't like that song because of that.
There's an Ariana Grande song, and I can't even remember which one now, but instead of saying I am, she says I are, because it rhymes with the last word of the previous line, and that one drives me mad.
I think it's poetic. That's called poetic license.
Prince used to do that all the time.
Yeah, there you go.
Doesn't make it right.
No, that's correct. Look at all the things that the rappers say. You want to call that correct English? Aye. It's Gourmet Coffee Day today. For those of you, I was in the elevator with a fellow on Sunday at the Chicago airport, and he had a cup of coffee, and it was a Starbucks cup. And I always chat with the people on the elevator. Yes, I'm one of those guys. I said, hey, how are you doing? What's going on? He says, I just paid $6 for this cup of coffee. And I said, well, why would you do that?
Was that his first time at Starbucks? Because that's a well-known thing.
Yeah, no, he didn't have a good answer for me, except that he thought he was foolish to spend $6 for a gourmet cup of coffee. And so I guess there's one more. It's like smoking and drinking. How much money do you save? I don't smoke and I don't drink and I don't do coffee. So how much money do you suppose I save by not doing that under the circumstances?
Ooh.
What's that?
Probably a couple hundred a month.
You think so?
When you add all of them together.
Yeah.
I only do the Starbucks thing, and that's, yeah, my drink's about $7 a day, $6 to $7 a day, and I think it's worth it. It's like a warm hug for my insides.
Speaking of the costs of things, Dollar Tree and Dollar General, and how many different dollar stores are there? Can you name
Dollar Tree? General is a little bit of a tricky one because very seldom are things actually a dollar at the Dollar General. I feel like it's more $5 to $7.
Well, apparently the dollar stores in general, Dollar Tree is the latest example of how they've raised their prices. So they spent all this money building an image based on a dollar, or the 99-cent store, right? That's a big deal, and
I see
them all over the place, California. And so now, after 35 years of having prices under a dollar, that's gone. Most items are now $1.25, and people are angry all over social media, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, blogging about this horrible reality.
Does that fall in line with false advertisement, though?
What,
Dollar Tree? It's a dollar store where everything costs a dollar, but in reality not everything costs a dollar anymore.
Is that false advertising? I think it's called buyer beware. Or what was it, Barnum, P.T. Barnum said, there's a fool born every minute or whatever it is. Come on. What are you going to get for a dollar in any of these stores? Or a dollar and a quarter? Or $2? Or maybe even $5? It's all cheap crap made in China. And so it's to the point of being, in my mind, anti-American to go in to these stores. Go to I'm going to have to get these people to be advertisers. The Made in America store up in Buffalo? Yeah, let's get them as advertisers.
I think that's great.
The place to go. They have a lot of things in there that are inexpensive that are made. It's clothing, household utilities, things that are good in life. There's lots of great stuff there. And it's made in America. Hello. What's better than buying things that are made in America? And to that end, I have been given a bathrobe. And I think I've mentioned this on the air several times. You have my pal Bob Kay is in the studio with me. I have a picture of which was taken of me putting my headset on backwards with me wearing this bathrobe, which we're going to need. That's not the picture you're going to send to Jay.
She's got them already.
Oh, you got the picture already?
I have
already,
all
Jay?
Of the photos.
Okay, all right. So should I leave it to you to pick out one and post it? The reason that we're posting it isn't so you can look at me in a bathrobe necessarily, but because my pal Mike McVeigh gave me a wonderful, he knows, you know, I have a certain patriotic streak. I think it's real patriotism. However, there are those who disagree with me. Anyway, so I have this, Mike got me for Christmas, a bathrobe that is an American flag. The problem with the bathrobe is it's made in China. So
that's like a big conundrum. What do you do?
Yeah.
A dear friend gives you a gift, and it is
yes.
very patriotic, but it's made in China.
Right. And I'm sure yes. you didn't know that. So you're going to post it, and what's your question going to be? You're going to post the picture on our social media, Twitter, Instagram, at DJV Show, Facebook.com/DJV Show. What are you going to ask people to do with the picture?
Yeah, just give your opinion. What beats out? Is it a great gift that Doug should cherish and keep and wear because it was from a dear friend and it is the American flag? Or does the fact that it's made in China kind of trump all the other stuff and throw it in a trash bin fire?
Uh-huh.
Oh, but you can't burn it because it has the American flag. But it's not the American flag, it's a robe.
I'm not sure that the material this is made with would burn anyway.
Brain teaser.
I think there's a real question as to whether this stuff would even burn.
Synthetic.
Yeah, it's very synthetic. All right.
Sounds like you need new friends, Doug.
No, I love my friend Mike. I love my friend Bob. I love my friend Jay. I love all my friends. This is the latest. Today's word. We should have a part of the program every day. And we could name the segment Today's Problem.
Today's Problem.
Yes, that could be our announcer, in studio announcer. So there's a huge space rock that's bigger than any building on the planet that is aiming for the Earth. This is like a bad movie. This is a big thing, and it is pretty close to Earth. It may pass so close to the Earth that you'll be able to see it at night. Like you can see the stars in the sky, you can see the space station. I see that all the time. You see that? You
oh
can
yeah,
watch
yeah.
It moving.
Yeah, the space right. station's great when it goes by. Or if you see any satellites, my question is: I feel like they kind of started talking about this asteroid or whatever it is coming close enough, the flyby. About what, a week ago? Did
yes.
they know about this prior to then, and they're only
they
letting
probably
the
known about this for years, and they just don't
or,
tell anybody.
Yeah, I always wonder, like, exactly. how did that slip through? I know space is so vast, and you can't monitor everything, but at some point, when it got close enough, didn't you notice it?
Yeah. Well, this is going to pass within 2.3 million miles of the Earth. Now that didn't seem to be too problematic, but remember how the gravity that we generate on the planet is what keeps the moon in its orbit. Without gravity, we wouldn't have a moon. So the moon is fairly large. I would think we figure that out. Fairly heavy. So if this is an object that comes within that close a range, could the Earth's gravitational pull suck it in? The asteroid is named 1994 PC1, which would suggest to me they've known about this asteroid since 1994. And
yeah,
as you just
right.
suggested, it's 3,600 feet wide and 1,000 feet long. And let's see here. It's one of 27,000 near-Earth objects that come within 120 million miles of the Earth. Huh? It was discovered in August of 1994. It was classified then as potentially hazardous. So the fascinating thing about this is that they can pick this stuff out of the... Now we think it's, you know, it's like today we can do this. But back in 1994, they could do this. And... I'm not so concerned that we didn't know about it, but what I am interested in is how many of these things actually go by the Earth all the time, And when you think about, you know, we talk about the space junk that we've created, but this is space junk that's been created by planets exploding so long ago that you can't even begin to imagine, like trillions of light years ago. If you can, how can you even imagine what that is? Light years, what's a light year? 180,000 something or others, I don't know what it is, but it's a lot. And so if, in fact, one of these things this size hit the Earth, it would be catastrophic. It would be the end of life as we know it. And so it would destroy everything. It would completely destroy the 25-mile radius, everything. And then the dust and things that came out of it, same as what got rid of the dinosaurs. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's what another one of these things floating around. That's what it's all about, boys and girls. So think about that while you're chewing your Cheerios. It's 46 past the hour.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Hello, this is Discover, and we take customer service very seriously. We know that if you have a question or concern about your credit card, that's a serious matter, and you need to talk to a real person about it. So we offer around-the-clock access to seriously talented representatives in the USA. Again, it's a serious endeavor. The only funny thing about it is Bob. If you call us and Bob answers, you're in for a treat. Get 100% U.S.-based customer service and talk to a real person day or night. Discover. Exceptionally common sense.
New year, new look. Nothing says fresh start like a clean-shaven face, a perfectly touched-up beard, or a handsome mustache. However you shave, there's nothing better than saving money all year long. And with cartridge refills as low as $2 each, a steady supply of high-quality razors from Harry's will help you spend less to look your best. So go to harrys.com now and use code FRESH22 to check out a starter set with razor, handle, shave gel, and travel cover for just $3.
That dinner was delicious. What's next?
I'm thinking just the check.
Do you frequently have gas, bloating, diarrhea, stomach pain, or loose oily stools after eating? One or more of these symptoms could be a sign of exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, and it may be time to talk to your doctor.
If you have EPI, Creon may be right for you. Creon, pancrolipase, is an oral prescription medication that treats EPI. Creon replaces enzymes you may be missing to help you break down food properly.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Do not chew capsules or contents, as this may cause mouth irritation. Tell your doctor if you have unusual or severe stomach pain, bloating, trouble passing stool, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, worsening of painful swollen joints, or allergic reactions. Other side effects may include changes in blood sugars, gas, dizziness, or sore throat and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Talk to your doctor about Creon, the number one prescribed EPI treatment, and visit GoCreon.com. That's GoCreon.com. Or call 1-800-633-9110.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Constant through all the years, Ray, has been baseball. America has rolled by like an army of steamrollers. It's been erased like a blackboard, rebuilt and erased again. But baseball has marked the time. This field, this game, is a part of our past, Ray. It reminds us of all that once was good. And it could be again. Oh, people will come, Ray. People will most definitely come.
And build it, and they will come. That was Darth Vader and Field of Dreams. Yeah.
James Earl Jones, who I missed his birthday, Doug. He turned 91 years old yesterday. 187 acting credits. That's a lot of acting in a career. Darth Vader, that iconic speech in Field of Dreams.
What was your favorite role of all the roles?
That would be it. Field of Dreams. Yeah, really? To me, there's something so special about that dialogue and his appearance in that film.
I'm probably going to be the only one who would say I love the role that he played in the Jack Ryan movies,
really good.
Especially Hunt for Red October. I thought he was very good.
But Admiral Greer, his character.
Yeah, Admiral Greer, right, yeah.
Yep.
So, anyway, but he's had a very, as you pointed out, very distinguished career and deserves all the accolades.
Here's another birthday we missed yesterday. It's sort of hard to believe he turned 60 years old. Jim Carrey is 60 years old. I guess my favorite Jim Carrey role would probably be Man on the Moon, where he played Andy Kaufman. That movie's grown on me over the years.
You'll find no favorites for me with him.
Okay, fair enough. His Ace Ventura movies I'm not a fan of. He's done some good work, but I thought Man on the Moon and also The Truman Show, real good. Here's an interesting story here, Doug. I want to bounce off you. 2000, in terms of scripted TV shows, Last year, 2021, there were 559 scripted shows.
Yep.
2002, 182. So obviously with the innovation of cable and obviously streaming, a lot of work going out in the industry in terms of streaming. So that's good for people who are writers, obviously.
Yeah, for the people working.
It's been a boom. It has been a boom.
It certainly has. I had one of the things, my son who's in that business was telling me about the same thing. We were talking about 500 shows being done at any one particular time. And then we were comparing the ratings because the Betty White thing yesterday, a lot of people looking at the ratings from some of her shows early on when she would have like a 17 share and 30 million people watching. You won't find 30 million people watching anything.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up. Here's what's interesting. I was going through Netflix yesterday, right, and they just added ER. Right?
Yeah.
And I remember in its heyday, ER, when it came out, George Clooney, Noah Wiley, that show was doing like 50, 60 million people plus an episode in the 1990s. So I wonder how many people, when it comes on Netflix, this generation, start to binge it and rediscover these shows. I'm sure it's a few hundred thousand people.
So here's another way of looking at it. The ratings at the beginning of the year, the first round, if you will, from September to December of shows, that is the stuff that's on regular traditional television, NCIS has been number one, but because of the business with Harmon leaving, the show has gone down in the ratings, and apparently the new number one, CBS is saying, is the FBI on Tuesday night, 8 o'clock Eastern. Yep. That has become a very...
I don't even think that's that good a show, but okay.
Oh, I think that one. There's two,
really?
There's three.
What do they do?
It's the usual procedural stuff, but it just...
Yeah.
I don't know. I have a lot of admiration for Dick Wolf. Look at how he's got three nights of television.
Sure.
I mean, it's an amazing story, in fact, but those FBI shows are well-produced, well-done. The people who star, at least, and I don't like the guy who's in Most Wanted, FBI Most Wanted. That guy doesn't do anything for me. But the international one, the two leads are very likable.
I got you.
And the FBI, the original, those two leads are very likable, and that's, you know, people are identifying with that stuff, I guess. But the reason I brought it up is because they only have six or seven, a successful show has 6 or 7 million viewers, and the ones that are highly watched, maybe 9 or 10 million. But
you get like the CBS shows that are on Paramount Plus. So that, like I said the other day, NBC has Peacock, CBS has Paramount Plus. All these shows play in different they go from
ways.
Regular commercial TV to a streaming network, which is the only way they could sustain the production budgets. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's fine.
No.
It doesn't matter really where you watch them, as long as you watch them, right?
What did you hear about the Betty White thing last night?
I'm sure a lot of people watched.
Yeah, I went to see it. It was good. I thought it was good. All right, Chucker, good man. Thank you. Chuck Curry here on the DJV program at 59 past the hour.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.